Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I do want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man program show here on Tuesday. This is Tuesday, July the 18th of 2023. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Lebanon, Michigan, where I live. And, of course, it is great to be with you wherever you may be tuning in from, however you may be accessing the program, whether you're using, whether you're using, a smartphone or one of those flip phones. Actually, now, some people will call them dumb phones. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, they're actually kind of making a comeback to a degree. But not like a huge comeback. I don't think they'll ever be what they once were. Not like how the Fanny has. I feel like, is it just me or has the Fanny like made a comeback to where they might actually be bigger than what they once were? Like how some things of bygone eras come back. But often they don't come back to what they once were. But the Fannies have come all the way back, I feel like. Like, and it's like, and people have realized that they can serve a true purpose. But for whatever reason, they kind of came in and went out and, and originally they kind of came in and went out and what have you. Yeah, these fanny packs. And, but... Nonetheless, it is good to be with you and wherever you may be tuning in. And hey, think about this, folks. A week from tonight will be the 60th anniversary of me starting this radio broadcast, the Miracle Man program. I do need to give you a heads up, though, and that is the first night of them. The Invasion Youth Young Adults program. And so if I do a program, when I do the episode, it's going to be a little bit earlier, like at more like 4:30 or so. And and it'll be shorter because after I do that, I'm going to head over to the campus of my church for, the first night of the invasion. It's always great to see God move there, in the nights, and see what he does and see the lives of these young people changed. And it's always a great thing. And, and even if, if you just attend at night and maybe you don't register or anything, even if you register, even if you only attend at night, it's amazing what God can do. It really is.
Yeah.
And just know that God has, is with us and God's got us, and whatever you're going through, he wants to free you.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to free you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to heal you. If I think of this word sozo, part of what Jesus is for us is sozo, that healer, the deliverer, the God who straightened things out for us, regardless of what it is that we're going through. And I think about this all the time, lately. If you live on this earth, you're going to go through some stuff.
Yeah.
You're going to go through some stuff, whether it be just day to day, the day of the days of everyday life, going through that stuff. Or you go through like just warfare, and everywhere you turn, it's just warfare, 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 warfare. And it's like, and sometimes it can just seem like you're like at war.
Yeah.
But, even when it feels like you're just going through what could seem to be unending warfare, you can know that God's there on your side. And he's got us. He has us. And I just, thinking about that. And this Laura, who's here, you know.
Hello.
You know, she's had, you know, if you live on this earth, you're going to go through some stuff.
Yeah.
And this lady has went through a lot of different things, and, you know, and there's been certain things that she's been able to be freed from.
Yes.
You know, God's just, you know, God's really done things on her behalf. And like anybody else, you know, she's still believing to be free from some stuff, and God's faithful.
Amen.
And, you know.
He's a healer,
the deliverer, life giver.
Yeah.
And he takes away fear. Perfect love casts out fear.
Yes.
And I know that for a fact. It's not something that I might just come up with or something like that. No, it's true.
Yeah.
The perfect love of Jesus Christ casts out all fear. It does.
Yes.
It does. And, yeah. And we don't have to live in fear.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we live by faith. And you can't be fearful and be faithful at the same time.
No.
It doesn't work that way. And that fear can just be in us and try to just grip us. And when you let that when you let that fear just sit in there, it's like it blocks it.
Yeah.
It's like suddenly it's like a clogged pipe.
Yeah.
And it gets in there and it's all clogged and bloated and everything else.
It's just ucky.
It's like ucky.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta clear that thing out. How do you do that? Get in the Word of God.
Yeah, just shove it in there.
Get it in there. Get it in your ear. Get it in your brain.
Yeah.
Get it. You know, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Oh yeah.
You know, I will trust when I'm afraid. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust and not be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. And we go through this life. You know, there's all these different things. But you know,
God frees you.
And my life, we've proven that battles are winnable.
Yep.
And you know, and I think about it, you know, I turn 34 on Thursday, and I know I don't quite feel 33 or 34. So I would kind of jokingly say, you know, I don't know how 34 is supposed to feel. But nonetheless, you know, I was told. No, I was very little, of course. I mean, I was very little, like, you know, one or two, somewhere like that. But I'd been told, you know, my mother had been told, and I didn't remember hearing it by any means because I was so little.
Mm-hmm.
But I was told a prognosis that I would not be able to carry myself past age 8 and that I would then die by age 12. I was told that I wouldn't be dumb, I mean, that I would not be smart, that I wouldn't do good in school, you know, at an extremely young age, you know, different things like that. But I actually did graduate high school with an actual diploma, not a GED, and I actually graduated, you know, from community college with an associate's degree in the arts, and therefore I... And I'll do my radio show.
God is so good.
God has been great to me. He's been so faithful.
Yeah.
And I've conquered things that, you know, doctors, when I was very young, had said I would not.
Yeah.
And because they said I would die at age 12. And
it's just crazy they could even think that.
That they could say that. And to think that even my mom was told, you know, because there was an opportunity
mm-hmm.
At the hospital when I was like one or two or so. And you see, do you got a water bottle for me?
Yes, you do.
Actually, do you mind getting me a cool one out of the fridge?
You betcha.
Put this one back in. Thank you. But nonetheless, sorry about that, listeners. That we're just doing a little housekeeping thing. But nonetheless, back to the story. So we were told. I mean, my mom was told, so I imagine I was in the presence. But again, in this case, I was so extremely young, like one or two, maybe, I don't know, but I was like one or two, you know, I'm dealing with this colon cancer that I had when I was extremely little and stuff like that. We were told, we're ready, we can give Rivers this shot that will put him to sleep. When we put him to sleep, he won't suffer anymore. Or, you know, we can just choose to leave him, you know, and the, you know, to have him stay alive. And mom said, like, you know, she goes and calls, you know, some of the family and what have you.
Mother.
And you know, so she's told by the doctor, you're selfish for wanting to keep him alive. She literally said. They literally said, you are selfish.
Awful.
Which is awful that they would
try to put that fear in her. That fear.
They were trying to put fear.
Yep.
And I know generally, you know, we have respect for doctors. I have respect for doctors. But, you know, they are like, you know, Julie, they're basically like, you know, they were like, you know, you'd be being selfish to keep him alive. But, you know, she decided to trust in God and keep me alive and not have me aborted.
Oh, that's the Lord.
Because
she had faith.
Because I could have been aborted right there.
But
thankfully, I was not aborted.
No.
And I'm still alive to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, but there have been 60 million, like 62 plus million different babies. And yes, I believe life begins in the womb.
Yes.
It doesn't just not start until you're born.
Right.
But it's in the... Even though when we celebrate birthdays, it goes based on, you know, when we pop out, when we come out of mother's wombs, as opposed to when we are conceived in the womb, you know, when we first appear in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's based on when we can't come out. But nonetheless, thankfully, my mom, you know, did the right thing, kept me alive, and I'm still here to this day.
34 years
later.
Yeah.
And I think about, you know, and another thing. And if you think I'm trying to plug the book, we'll get to that in a few minutes. But, you know, I told you yesterday that I'd give little bits of my testimony on each show this week so that you can kind of see little bits and pieces of how I got to where I am now.
Yeah.
And so another thing is, So, my mom began to pray a prayer when I was very young, and it was, Lord God, heal him or take him home.
Yeah.
Heal him or take him home, literally. Heal him or take him home. Literally, heal him or take him home.
Yeah.
And that's what she would pray, you know, time and time again. But you know what? I'm still here on this earth. So that lets me know that God has a plan to see me fully healed.
Yeah.
And I know it's coming. And I've continued to trust in God. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but I don't think that was a selfish prayer to pray.
Heal him
or take him home.
I don't either.
You know, because ultimately...
He's in control.
He's in control. But, you know, I know this. It is not God that makes us sick. You need to get that in your mind.
Yeah.
If you're believing for God to heal your body, you need to get God off of your hit list.
Yeah.
Get him off it. Because he wants to see you healed.
Yeah.
It's not God. It's not him. He doesn't make you sick. He heals you.
Mm-hmm.
He has it. And all his plans are for our good.
Yeah.
Jesus said, God said, I have plans therefore to bless you, to give you hope and a future.
Oh.
Hope and a future. That doesn't sound like fear, you know, fear and despair.
Right.
No future. Gonna be poor forever.
Oh.
Might end up on the street. Might be.
No.
Might be, you know, that's not what God planned for you.
Mm-hmm.
He has plans to bless you, give you a hope in the future.
Yeah. But, you help spread that truth.
And that's what he gives you. He said, I know the plans I have for you.
Yeah.
And he does.
Yes,
I know that God's going to continue to use me.
Yeah.
In my life, as I continue to, go about the world, you know, go about the things of God and how He uses me, and I'm excited about. And 3 years, until I take my last breath. You know, because at some point Sunday mornings. And it starts out like this. I'm not going to give you the whole thing, but I'm going to give you like kind of how it starts. Well, Father, thank you for 2023. Father, thank you for 2023. You are my source and my portion forever. With every step I take, day by day, nothing is impossible. As I listen to you intently and obey you precisely, I'll have everything I need. In 2023, I will live for you. And then it goes on, you know, to heal our land, schools, our government, you know, and all that. And it's a great thing. Something we started doing a couple months ago. I love it. I feel comforted, you know, when we do that.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
And we should not just have it be... You should feel something if you do something like that, not just feel like, a little responsive reading.
Yeah.
I don't do it for the sake of some silly responsive reading.
Comfort.
And if you feel like it's just some silly responsive reading, do it to you, then don't say it. And if that's the case, don't say it. You know, be respectful, but, don't, if you don't mean it, don't say it. But I do mean it, and I know God.
Oh, yes.
You know, and I thank Him for it. And now at the end of it, it's like, because of you, that in 2023, you know, all of a sudden, we'll never be the same again, you know, and that's how it says, you know, that you'll never be the same. And so, you know, and so, you know, that, and so, you know, I thank God for, you know, for everyone who's helped me over the years and for everything I've done and for, I don't know if you knew that or not, but
brings people together.
But at least here in America it does.
Sure does.
I mean, we're the country who, probably eats more than anyone else in the world. I mean, and by the way, don't look on America different just because we might be different from some other places. Please don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's not nice when you do that. You know, it's supposed to be from other countries. But you know, just don't make fun of our big plates either. Some of us love them, including myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be sitting there. Sometimes I'll just be sitting there with that. Sometimes I'll get this thing of fried chicken and mashed potatoes somewhere or whatever at some southern place.
Ooh.
Sometimes I'll like eat half of it or whatever, 70% of it. Other times I just sit there and I'm like, I'm going to eat the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to eat this whole thing. I know some of y'all, southern folk and some of you, black folk and, what have you, people from different backgrounds, and furthermore, it's not excuse me, it's excuse me.
Yeah, excuse.
When you do the X, it doesn't make it sound the same. But nonetheless, just having a little fun. But nonetheless,
Food honestly does.
And if God uses me, to run a donut shop, so be it.
His will be done.
His will be done. You know, especially if it wins souls to Jesus. And if I'm in there and I'm, in the shop and get chances, to ask, not trying to push it on customers or whatever, but if I hear them asking certain things, then I might,
Well, the Holy Spirit will talk through you whether you want to or not. He does. He will get what we need to say out.
Yeah, even though in the natural, you can see where a lot of us might be like, I'm not just going to push it.
Yeah, but hey, he can do what he wants. God is God.
Because if somebody says, there's something about you,
mm-hmm.
and I want to ask you, do you believe in God? Are you a faith man? Are you a...
Yeah.
You can be like, I've seen some things in your shop. I see there's scriptures on your wall, and be like, yeah, about that,
Yeah.
Do you know Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Like someone I hear them ask questions and stuff is when I would be want to ask them,
Right.
Because that way it's not necessarily like me pushing.
Yeah.
Because ultimately in the shop, what am I trying to push ultimately? Of course, ultimately we want them to get saved, but also, when you're in a place of marketing, you want to push your product
mm-hmm.
and have it be sold, Because when you're at a place of work, and you're selling your stuff, you want to push sales,
mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it's great if they can, come in there, have a donut, maybe get a coffee, whether it be the regular style with espresso, or whether you're like me and prefer to get like a frappuccino or
mm-hmm.
latte or something and get it no espresso.
Right.
Because I like to get mine no espresso when I get it. No espresso
mm-hmm.
in it. No espresso. Probably like 4:30 to 5:30 or something like that. Maybe 5:15 either. 5:15, 5:30, something like that. Because, after that, I'm going to need to head over to Invasion. Because I try to be there by 6, to get some grub and then go, into the sanctuary. And yes, I like to get some grub from the spoon.
Oh, yeah.
For those of you who don't know, what's grub? But grub is more something you would hear more about in the olden days. Kind of like something you might hear is an empire, not liar. That's more of an old thing than a southern thing.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say that it was a southern thing, but it's actually more of an old thing.
Yep, we're going to round up some grub out on the land.
would be very short. It would probably run for like 15 minutes. It would be kind of like just kind of letting you know, what Invasion is, what is it about. You'd be able to hear maybe like what happened, you know, live possibly from near the spoon at Invasion and kind of like what it's like. And I think it would be cool to possibly interview some young people there.
Yeah.
I would love to do that, you know, and that would be, but that would be between like 6 and like 6:15, 6:20, like that, if
or
I did that.
Snippet.
Like a kind of a snippet of like
yeah.
what Invasion's about, because I've never done one live from Invasion, but then like at 6:30 when I would normally do it, I go inside because I'm one of those people that, that likes to get involved. I love, you know, and I love to go up there and go up front and be crazy, jump, dance, holler, you know.
So fun.
You know, and I'm not, and I won't be doing that live on the air, of course. So, yeah.
Just live in front of God.
But anyhow, you know. But yeah, so one day the question mark. I would really love to do it. Maybe that Tuesday night though. I won't do it there Tuesday night because Tuesday night's my anniversary.
Yeah.
But Wednesday night would be the one that I would do there and, you know, ask some young people some questions.
That'd be cool.
Maybe, you know, I think that would be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and kind of ask who they are and where they're from.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. I think that would be pretty cool, you know, and what God's been doing. And, you know, that would be,
yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Have some of your cards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be cool because I'd love to see young people tuning into this too.
You betcha, yes.
Especially some of these people who would give their lives to Jesus
mm-hmm.
at the conference this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because chances are we got young people coming this next week who will give their lives to Jesus for the first time.
That's so great.
Amen. And that's always a great thing when we have. And I think, you know, I'm like Dr. Buckley. If we get one person saved as a result of the spoon, all this concert-ish loudspeakers put in, there's certain silly choir stuff going off, the different smoke stuff going off, or what have you. All these different things, you know, all the different fun things, the sports and what have you that they do. If one person gives their lives to Jesus. One, that it's worth all of it.
Oh, yes.
Even though I know and I believe that it will be more than just one.
Oh, the angels in heaven rejoice. Oh,
and
they're saved.
And, you know, because it's great, you know, when people get saved and get rid of that old life.
Oh.
And they know, you know, they've found God and they don't have to live in the world and they don't have to live on drugs and tobacco and nicotine and, you know, the alcohol. You can get freed from all that stuff.
Yeah.
And have God on your side instead. Okay. So real quick now, and then I'll get to some singing and then the word of God, I promise.
Okay.
But real quick, These are going to be extra quick because I, you know, used up a little bit of time. But first of all, you can go online to the website riversofmiracles.com to find out information about our book, buy the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been. You get a bit of my mom's testimony too, and that's a great thing. As I said, I'm giving you little bits of my testimony. This week, as my birthday is Thursday, and I just figured that it would be appropriate for me to put in little snippets each of the 3 days that I do it, and so that's
good idea.
And so that's what I've been doing. And so, you know, I thank God that I'm alive. I really do. And you know what? The devil lost. God won.
Amen.
Because four different times that spirit of death was there to take me out. But you know what? God won. And of course, just so you realize, it was not me trying to take myself out. No.
No.
It was stuff in my body trying to take me out. That spirit of death there. And sickness can have all these spirits with it.
Yeah.
You know, but praise God, go online to the website Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out info about that book, Rivers of Miracles. And now it can be a blessing in your life, because
yes,
I want you to read it, please. Please read it. And I pray that, you know, it'll increase your faith as you read the book. Amen. The other thing I want to remind you about real quick is sowing your seed into the Miracle Man program. By the way, thank you, Laura, for sowing your seeds.
Oh,
and also thank you to Natalia from Honduras, who's actually going to be flying to here in Central Michigan for a few weeks, and she'll be here in Central Michigan. And so I want to thank you both for sowing your seeds into the Miracle Man program. I'm believing God for more and more people that, you know, sow their seeds and to be a part of the program. And you know, whether you do it monthly or one time, whatever, and I always pray, you know, that as you sow your seed, it's always good to have in mind, you know, what am I believing God for to do on my behalf? Like I said, different people have different needs and different things that they're sowing for. And it's great to have that in mind as you sow your seed into the Miracle Man program, which I tell you, when you sow your seed into this, you're sowing it into good ground.
This is not weak ground
where, like, it all shifts and it all and all this silly stuff, you know, with the ground. No, this is good ground.
Yeah.
And so thankful for you.
Amen.
And I just know, you know, that God is going to just continue to use this. I really believe that.
Yeah.
So in order to sow your seed, go online to Rivers of Miracles. No, paypal.com.
Yeah.
And in the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And then the last name is Shukla. S-H-U-K-L-A. And I know I'm getting you with two different rivers, but, well.
We got it.
I'm sure you'll figure it out.
No,
it's
yeah.
just that my name happens to be Rivers with a Y.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also the other rivers, or the regular rivers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all the confusion's about.
Mm-hmm.
So just to make sure that you kind of know what you're getting into. So that I don't try to lead you astray, especially when I try to teach for you not to fall astray. Just taking a sip of water. So that was.
Yeah.
But anyhow, the verse on a song to your life tonight says, therefore, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So that's something to keep in mind. You know, how am I doing in my soul? How am I doing in my walk with God? How am I doing at believing people? At forgiving people? I mean, how am I doing at forgiving people? Even those who make me mad, including those who make me real mad. You know, can I forgive them, or do I just want to slug them? You know, but because we should be walking in love and forgiveness, not hate and unforgiveness and violence.
Oh, no kidding.
Amen. So I'm going to sing a couple songs, pray, and then open up the Word of God while we still have time to do it.
Mm.
Because I know, as they say, Lord have mercy, the clock. But you know what? It's going to be okay because it's been late before.
Yeah.
Because luckily, this is, you know, it's going to be okay because it's been late before. You know.
Of course.
But anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on O God. We will go from strength to strength until we see you face to face. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Come bless our land as we seek you and worship you. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. We will go from strength to strength until we see you face to face. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Come bless our land as we seek you and worship you. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Come bless our land as we seek you and worship you. For you are holy, for you are holy, for you are holy, Lord. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy, Lord. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy, Lord. For you are holy, you are holy, you are holy, Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Come bless our land as we seek you and worship you. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Come bless our land as we seek you and worship you. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
You were the Word at the beginning. One with God, the Lord Most High. Hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a wonderful, beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What can separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. Silence the voice of sin and rain. The heavens are roaring. The praise of your glory. For you were raised to life again. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name. Above all names, what a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus, that you go before us. You hear us sing. You are always there for us, regardless of what we face. You're beautiful. You're great is your name and greatly to be praised. Beautiful for situations.
Yeah.
You are beautiful for situations. Not you could be, not you might be based on what the situation. No, beautiful for situations, period. Knowing that you are on our side. You are there for us. You're the God who does impossible. With you, everything is possible. Nothing is impossible. And I thank you, Lord God, for what you are doing in us right now, for what you're doing through us, for us. Thank you, Master, that you are just making a way for us when it seems like there is no way. I thank you, Father God, that you are just healing our bodies, these bodies that need healing, these minds that need touched. Thank you, Master, that you're doing that. Thank you that you're bringing financing, that you're bringing finances, that you're the provider for those who are believing you for that. Thank you, Lord God, that you strengthen family units. Thank you, Lord God, that we have everything we need and that you meet the needs of every listener that is tuned into this program, wherever they may be tuned in across the world, whatever continent, whatever country, you know, wherever it may be, you know no limits. And I thank you for that tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you use me to deliver this word and that these listeners will be anointed to hear it, study your word, and to receive what it is that you have for them tonight. And now I make my confession over this program. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that more and more listeners, increases in listenership come to this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Matthew 5. And I'm going to title this, Blessed Are You. I'm going to be looking at these, at the, you know, what is called the Beatitudes. So it's going to begin in verse number 1 of chapter number 5 of the Gospel of Matthew, St. Matthew. I did not say St. Macris. I did not say Apostle Pillow. You know, if you were one of those that were doing that during COVID and you were having that fellowship with St. Mattress and Apostle Pillow, you know, it's time to get off of that and find yourself in the house of God.
I would say no.
Amen. Okay, so the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, from verse 1.
Verse 1.
Okay. And so, here. Now when he, meaning Jesus, when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down because he was afraid of the people.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's not why he went up there.
Right.
He didn't say he was claustrophobic. Some people might think, oh, the reason he went up there when he saw those people was because he wanted to get away from them. Now when he saw the crowd, he went up on a mountainside and sat down, and his disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, I think the reason he had to do this is because back then they didn't have microphones.
Yeah.
They didn't have microphones.
Oh, yeah.
And he wanted to be able to be heard.
Yeah.
And it's not like, there's a microphone,
right,
and I can just use this microphone, and then y'all will be able to hear me.
I use the rocks as a reflection or something.
Yeah, you know. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom in heaven, the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and you falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be and be glad. You know, the King James says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad.
Mm-hmm.
Because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way that they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Now let's look at this salt and light. You are the light of the world. Or excuse me, you are the salt of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
But if the salt loses its saltiness, then how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. And then, so we see here, you know, all these different things that if you have certain characteristics, you know, that you'll be blessed, you know, because he's saying,
yeah.
Blessed are, you know, those who are pure in their hearts. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are you who, if you're persecuted, you know, and blessed are you, you know, who is, if you're a peacemaker. Blessed are you if you're mercy, if you're merciful. And how are you, will you be blessed in that case? You'll be given mercy by God. That doesn't just mean, you know, a license to just go sin and go, you know, and go waller around in the world and do whatever you want and it doesn't matter and all that kind of stuff. No, but that's not what it's about. It's about grace and mercy, you know, and love from God, you know, that's what that's all about. And then, he talks about, you know, you're blessed if you're, you know, if you're mourning, if you're, you know, because our God is, Jesus is a comforter. He's a comfort, you know, and he comforts us, you know, and it's like this eternal cushion. Like this eternal beanbag thing, like this, or this eternal, you know, extra soft couch.
Yeah.
And that's what we have in him. And knowing that he is on our side and that he has our portion forever.
Mm.
Not for a day, not for a week, not a month or a year, forever.
So we can rejoice
and
be glad.
He is our source. He is our source. And we can be glad that he is there with us forever.
Oh,
and that he is the miracle worker for when you need a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
That he is the miracle worker. You know?
Yeah.
And we call this program the Miracle Man. And I serve the God who is the miracle worker.
Mm-hmm.
And he really is the miracle worker.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And guess what? In case you're wondering, he hasn't ran out of miracles, and he's not gonna.
No.
I didn't see any headlines even during the pandemic where it said, oh, by the way, there's also and then new round of shortages. There's a miracle shortage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you name there was this shortage, that shortage. You know, everything there could be a shortage of, there just about was.
Mm.
You know. First it was toilet paper, then it was this, then it was that, then it was chlorine, then it was this, then it was that, and then it was the thing, blah, 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 shortage, this shortage, that shortage, you name it, shortage, a shortage, sun shortage, you know, rain shortage. Okay, I came up with sun shortage, you know, because, but nonetheless, you know, you're trusting God.
We're blessed.
And he's blessed.
And he gets rejoiced.
We're blessed. And He's not going to run out of miracles.
Mm-hmm.
And we just trust in him,
yeah,
and he does it for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I think of where it says in the book of Matthew, ask, you know, ask, seek, find, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he who asks and you shall receive. Seek and you will find it. Knock. Knock. And the door will be open.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about some silly knock on wood thing.
Right, no.
I don't even believe in knock on wood, honestly.
I don't either.
I mean, people say it and stuff, but
it's like your faith is going on that wood.
It's just a figure of
speech. Yeah.
Whenever I hear knock on wood, I think of it as just a figure of speech.
Just a figure of speech.
Like, I don't think there's a meaningful superstition behind it. I think it's just a figure of speech.
Yeah. Yeah.
But obviously, I don't think a knock on wood will do anything. They're like, oh, just knock on wood. This won't happen.
Yeah, no.
No, pray,
pray
that it won't happen.
Yeah, buddy.
Next time you hear, next time you hear somebody say, oh, knock on wood, that this won't happen. I'm like, no, pray.
Right. It shows it's almost like you don't have faith. You just are relying on a piece of wood. No.
Like you think that just because you do a little ditty on a wood, that it's going to change the outcome. No,
no,
it won't.
God's will be done on this earth.
His will be done. And that knocking is about knocking on the door, not knocking on a piece of wood.
Right.
Because people will have all these certain things, like this little thing of like, oh, yeah, I've even heard of when the kids want snow days. Like, if they, like, put their underwear on backwards or whatever, they might get a snow day.
Yeah.
You heard that, too. I've heard of where kids even pray for snow days. There has to be somewhere where kids have actually prayed in tongues.
Oh, for sure.
I'd love to see that. You know, kids just,
you know,
like a group of, like, 20 kids all gathered around somewhere. Like at the altar or something, and what are they all praying for? A snow day. Because they know there's a big snowstorm coming and they don't want to go to school.
Yeah, that would be what
they'd
do.
They could just see them all gathered at the altar and they're all praying.
Yeah.
And they want a snow day. Like, save me! I don't want to go to school tomorrow.
Oh.
I don't want to take that test. It's the test. And be like, and of course, you know, but it's like, you know, but anyhow, he said, but anyhow, the verse I'm referring to is, knock and the door will be open unto you. You know, and that's what it says. And I think, you know, about, you know, that, and what he says, you know, all these different beatitudes and that, these aren't just, you know, cheesy things. There's truth to them.
Mm-hmm.
And by cheesy, I don't mean like with actual cheese on them.
Right.
By cheesy, we mean like just silly little ditties like that aren't that great, you know.
Yeah, no.
You know, because us, those of us who were born in like the 80s and 90s kind of know what it is. Then some of the younger kids, no, I don't think they know what that means. Maybe they do, maybe they don't, you know. Who knows? But it was, but those of us who are, you know, millennials or the late latter end of generation, well, literally letter to X, but man, I don't like that.
Uh-oh.
What? I don't get why it was called Generation X either. X this, X that.
And who even came up with that?
But this young generation coming up, you know, it's called this absolutely youngest one, like the kids who were just starting to be born in the last few years, Generation Alpha.
Really?
Meaning like the next one, you know, based on...
That's weird.
But here's the way I look at it. God is the Alpha,
right,
not the Omega, beginning and the end.
Yeah. Oh, might be the end.
I always think of Omega being the end.
Oh.
Alpha and Omega.
The Alpha and, you're right, the Alpha and the Omega. They're saying these kids are the Alphas?
The youngest ones, yes.
That's who's calling it that, who just... The
you're just, they're just these, yeah, and it's like based on like every 18 or 19 or 20 years or so, there's a new generation.
And so people just come up with a name and people just follow it.
And over those 20 years, you know, they're, you know, every 20 years... changes, you know, like we were
millennials,
like we were Y.
Yeah.
The ones that are now becoming of age, like if you were born between 2000 and like 2018 or so, you were a Z. So like Madison is a Z.
Oh boy.
For example, and then now there's the
Alpha. That's profound.
But I imagine at first the first generation could have been called A or Alpha or...
Well, they
you know,
went through the whole alphabet, and it means the end, and Alpha means Alpha and the Omega is the beginning and the end. Wow.
Yep, that could be a sign. But then again, Jesus told us,
you will
not know the day or the hour.
We sure won't.
So maybe people could think, oh, this could be it, this could be it. And if everybody's thinking he's going to come, then he won't.
We just need a, like, revival.
But we need revival. That's why we need revival.
Yeah.
We need to be revived, you know? And revival starts within us.
Yeah.
When we ask him, you know, when we start praying and seeking him.
Mm-hmm.
When we pray and seek him, then he moves on our behalf. Then we feel refreshed and revived.
Yeah.
It doesn't just start just because... someone in a pulpit of the local church, just because the pastor got up in their pulpit and started to scream for revival.
Right.
That's not exactly how it starts, you know. I'm sure there's pastors who have tried that and thought that it would work. There had to have been.
Yeah. Oh, I would imagine so.
Yeah, that over the years that they've
Absolutely.
That over the years that they would sit there in their pulpit and scream it, and maybe have their congregation shout it. But that alone isn't how it starts.
Holy Spirit has to...
You know, it starts within us.
Yes.
Individually.
Yeah.
You know? And then it goes through, you know, and if it goes to the church level, it starts within us.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes through that. Then that's how you really start to get true
mm-hmm.
revival
yes.
in your church.
Yes.
And you get to see, you know, all kinds of anointing.
Oh,
you know, and all kinds, you know, and great thick anointings. Things happening, lives being changed, and all that great stuff. But these blessings, these are blessings that he's talking about. Blessed are you if you're poor in spirit, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus was poor that we may become rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, amen. That's amen. He bore our sicknesses. He bore our disease, the chastisement, you know, and with his stripes, we were healed. Not might be.
We were.
It's been done.
It's finished.
It's been done. Now our bodies, your body, your mind, and your situation, you know, has to line up with what the Word of God says.
Point blank.
It has to.
Yep.
Line up with what the Word of God says, because I just quoted a verse earlier where it said that God was beautiful for situations, meaning that he can come through for us.
Yes.
He will come through for us. And that,
yes, he will.
Yes, he will. And, you know, and whatever it is, you know, we deal with, you know, and some of you might be thinking, yeah, but my kid's this, my kid's that, or this family member or something with their kid. But God. You know, there's nothing too big and too hard for God that he can't fix. There's no mountain that he can't move.
Yeah.
I was up top of a big mountain. Of the third highest mountain, one of the three highest mountains east of the Mississippi River. Now, I could go up there and say to Clingman's Dome, be removed and cast into the sea. Now, I will not do that because someday I want to go back up there. And if it's cast into the sea, it won't be there.
Nope.
Instead, it could be in the Pacific, the ocean, or instead of in North Carolina. I'd rather it still be in North Carolina, Tennessee.
Right.
Because I don't know about you, but unless God calls me out to Seattle or something, I don't want to go out there.
No, me neither. Unless he calls me, man,
I'm a southerner, baby. You know, like, why are your vacations always down? Why are your vacations always south? I love it there.
He's called you there to go to vacations, meet people.
Maybe there's something behind it, and I don't realize it, but I do love it. I love it, though.
Yes, you do.
You know, and they're
you're blessed
some of them,
to be able to go.
And some
do
of them,
that.
And there's, and you know,
you're
and all these.
The mountain, and we were just talking about the mountain. You went on and said we were blessed.
Yes,
that's
and we
so
were
cool.
And
we are blessed.
We're blessed, you know, and you can say that but there is no mountain in your life that he can't move.
Yeah.
And these kind of mountains that we're talking about in our lives that he can move, these are not these pretty mountains that you see, you know.
Right.
Even in these other countries, you know, there's all these different mountains like the Alps and the Rockies out west in our country, the Canadian Rockies, and all these different, you know, wonders of the world. And it's great that God gave us those, and I believe in God that I'm going to be able to see all those, all their splendor.
Yeah.
But in our lives, there is no mountain that's too big for him. Doesn't matter how high it might seem.
Yeah.
It could seem like Mount Everest.
Oh, it sure does feel like it at the time, like you're just up against a big old rock.
You can't
go any further, and it's so heavy, and you just, oh.
And it's like it's all under you and over you.
Yeah.
And it's like you're not it's like you're on an incline.
Yeah.
You're nowhere near the start, you're nowhere near the end, you're nowhere near the summit. You're stuck on it.
And that's when he moves it.
And that's when he moves it is when it can feel when you can move it as far as you could feel like you're stuck on it.
Mm-hmm.
You're in that process and it just feels so steep that you can't physically go up.
Yeah.
And if you even bother to try to go down, you're just fall.
Yeah. They said you're in a rock and a hard place.
Rock and a hard place. In this case, if it's natural, there it's not like you're on the sidewalk.
Right.
It's like, it's literally on rocks. It's not on this paved.
No.
You know, walkway that.
And it has to do with either just something he's got to move. People with their bills or their finances feel like they're covering them over their head. They're just covered in it. Just, bills.
Or health stuff.
Or custody stuff. Or
sad. Or
just
downright sad. And
you
don't know why.
And then, boom, you're at that mountain. Please, God, move it. Only you can, Jesus. Please. And he does.
And he moves these mountains on our behalf.
Oh, yes.
On our behalf. Because we ask him to ask, seek, find,
door
open, not wood.
Yep. You have to seek. You have to ask. You have to get in the word.
Because knocking on the wood will not do it for you.
No, it will not. A doorknob and a door is not my higher power at all.
Even knocking on the door and it opening will not do it. Instead, trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
And in the power of his might. Because I don't know about you, but that, I don't know about you and where you're at in your life, but that's what I do in my life. I and everybody goes through stuff and through periods where they feel, you know, like they might be like, how am I going to do this, God? I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. I mean, I've done it. If you live on this earth, you've had to do that,
from
time to time. But what I choose to do is trust in the Lord. That's what I do. Even for a minute, I might be like, well, what do I do? How do I, you know? But then it goes back to God and trusting in him.
Amen, brother.
And not trusting on my own understanding.
Yes.
Because we can't just tr- trust
our mind
and lean on our own understanding. Because your own understanding will go right back to what you know.
Yep.
Because your brain is trained to go to two different things and two things only. Number one, what it wants. Number two, what it fears.
Oh.
Is it just something that you've heard like from a preacher or somewhere? Or from what you've heard, has this been medically proven? Like, it's basically been medically proven, I believe.
Really?
I believe so.
So
I think
it's
it might
your
be.
First is what you want?
I don't know if it's in that order, but I've just said it that way.
And then
it goes to what it wants and what it fears.
And what it fears.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
It does, because this flesh is something.
And that's what your brain will do.
Yep.
In these
sure
times
will.
Of trouble.
And that's when you put your helmet of salvation on. Nope. I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus, and through him, I win.
Yes, we win every time. Oh, yay.
And there's never one of those, I lost.
I lost.
I lost.
I win.
I win.
And he says we are going to mourn. So, of course, there's mourning, and there's, you know, hunger and thirst for righteousness.
For righteousness, and it's great to hunger and thirst for
righteousness. Oh, it's so great.
And you know why it's so great? It's because it shows, you know, that you want it. You know, be better in the eyes of God.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you listeners, but sometimes, you know, I'll be seeing something on, you know, on a social site, be it Facebook or whatever else, or, you know. By the way, folks, that's actually Facebook, but sometimes this would be funny. I like to call it Facebook. Because sometimes some of what you see on there is in fact fake.
Absolutely.
I remember those back in the day, sometimes you'd see these things like that people might share. You know, maybe a friend of yours might have shared it, or maybe they didn't. And they would post something like, oh, by the way, tomorrow, Facebook's going to become subscription.
Yes.
It turned out that was
copy and paste.
Fake!
Scammers.
Part of why it can be called
Facebook. Oh, that's a good one for sure.
So nonetheless, on Facebook, you know, sometimes you'll go through and you'll see these different things, and you'll be like, maybe it'll come back to me sometime.
Sometimes we get on there and see stuff, and
it's like
turn right back to the Lord, bunch of fake.
You know, and be like, you know, just trust in him. But I mean, it'll be this, and you'll see this silly stuff on there, and it'll be like, what did that come from? What? They want to fact check this? They
right.
want to fact check that? Yeah, all through COVID, they would do that.
Oh, it just bred a whole bunch of fear. It just made everybody, But we're like, nope, we win.
I win. Yay.
Yeah.
Yep. But anyhow, you know, that's why you put your trust in him and him alone.
Mm-hmm.
And don't always look to Prophet Facebook.
No, Facebook for sure.
Prophet Facebook or Prophet YouTube.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Or, you know,
just rejoice and be glad, for
be glad.
Our reward is in heaven. Is
because our reward
in
is in him.
Is great.
And it's great, and we don't have to worry.
No.
And we can know that he
is
on our side.
Oh,
And we don't need to worry.
No.
We don't need to be walking in fear. We don't need to be feeling
365 times it says no fear. So he's telling us there's lots to fear, but don't do it.
So I said it for one a day. No fear.
Yeah.
No fear. It's so like when it's, I'm thinking, you know, even like when it's Christmas. Hey, by the way, Merry Christmas to all you folks. And by the way, have no fear.
No fear.
As in for that event, have no fear that the gift that you'll get will be one that you do not want.
Yeah. Fear. What's the opposite of fear?
Faith.
Faith.
And you got to walk by faith.
Not
by sight, not by fear.
boy, that flesh wants you to fear. Get on that Facebook and you hear stuff, and then people
hear stuff that only brings out fear.
And just say, nope. It's a good place to get persecuted, but hey, persecute me because my prophets before me were persecuted, so bring it on. I'll post scripture till I can't no more. And
then they'll be like, hopefully they don't start fact-checking those. Oh, his trucks!
Right.
You were here!
Yeah.
And then I'll fact-check them like, healing is not a what? I'd be like, I would hope they wouldn't start doing it.
Whoa, we got to get the truth out there amongst them all.
Because
like
people need to see it.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. I pray that these people are blessed in you, Jesus. Because your word says that we are blessed. And help us to be the light and salt to the world. Help us all individually, Lord God, to show your light to people. And not to show darkness, but to show your light. And I thank you that they'll know us by our love. And that they'll see us, and that they'll say, you know, there's something different about you.
Yeah.
What is it? I want to know what it is. Yeah. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that in Jesus' matchless name, and that we would be doers of your word and not just those who hear it.
Yeah.
And I thank you, Master, for that in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you next time.